other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are chronicling the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order Stinkers. Putting it lightly, Catherine Albrecht, final little segment with her. I want to thank her for joining us. Caspian, exposing the microchips, the tracker systems, the RFID, all of it. The cashless society control, surveillance, enslavement grid. And let's go to a few final calls for her. Then we got another guest coming up. We'll finish up with Charlotte being visited by the loving jet aircraft. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air, sir.
Yes, thank you both for an interesting discussion. Ms. Albrecht, have you been able to ascertain exactly who has been pushing this agenda? I have a hard time feeling it's the manager at my local Walmart that wants this. Are these the board members of Walmart or the?
Well, the you need a little bit of history to understand it.
Let me just throw this in. She's gone to the big symposiums with thousands of reps, and it's big corporations, the Defense Department, MIT. I'll stop. Go ahead.
I think part of it is driven by the fact that the corporations have become large and global. And one of the problems that you have when you become big and unwieldy and bureaucratic and you're sprawling all over the world is you have a difficult time keeping track of all your dominoes and your marbles. And that's what's happening to Walmart and to a lot of these, Procter & Gamble, Gillette, a lot of these multinational corporations. They're losing stuff. They're moving things all over the world in shipping containers and in crates and on trucks and in warehouses, and they're losing it. So I think that initially the plan really was simply to say, can we find a way to more effectively track our inventory?
Yeah, the engineers doing it weren't bad, but now they admit it's going to be for surveillance and control.
Yeah, so I'll take that at face value. But, of course, once you create such a powerful technology and the possibility gets out there that you could potentially track every physical item on the planet with its own unique number in real time all the time through the internet, then of course other people start coming out of the woodwork and become extremely interested in using that.
So that sounds like Revelation.
The witch.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, Revelation, the last book in the Bible.
You mean tracking
everything having its own number, yes.
Well, Revelation talks about every person having a unique number, but of course that's the long-term application of the RFID chipping, is that instead of putting these on all the products, they will put them on all of the people and allow the people each to have a unique ID number and be tracked through.
For their safety, they're already proposing the national ID card right now. Mike,
so,
anything else?
Yes, your impression then is that this started out innocent and just kind of went awry, or someone else insinuated themselves into the matter. And
well, I can tell you, I know personally the people who founded this at the Auto ID Center. I mean, I won't say they're friends of mine, but I certainly have had conversations with them. I've talked to them. I know their stories. I know how they came to this. And it's possible that other folks who had an extreme interest even at those early phases when they heard what was possible. But I think that you usually don't get that. You know, part of it is that you have to develop the technology first. And in 1999, when these guys started, the technology did not yet exist. And it was really unknown whether they would be able to pull it off. So I think at that point it would be kind of silly for, interest to put that together.
Catherine?
Yes.
I have a book written in 1995 by Tex Mars, professor of space and aeronautics and military affairs, and he talks about RFID and has the plans from 1993 for this. You might want to get in touch with him.
Well, I will do that.
Would that be a revelation for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about the Navy developing the first RFID and then giving it to the Japanese? Believe me, Catherine. It gets worse.
Thank you both.
Mike, what do you think about the comments I just made?
I'm not at all surprised. I had a feeling there was probably an ulterior motive from day one with this technology, and the people at Walmart may have been totally innocent in their plans for it, but I'm sure the developers have always had other things in mind.
Thanks for joining us. Catherine, thanks a million for coming on with me. You're a wonderful person.
Yeah, glad to do it. Oh, and real quick, if people would like to get a copy of the video that talks about this so they can show it to their friends who don't believe it's real.
Got to plug it on the other side, my dear. All
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're about to discuss police intelligence squads with Christopher Pyle, a former U.S. Army intelligence agent who blew the whistle on the secret program in nationally televised Senate hearings on the Vietnam-era activities in the 1970s. We're honored to have him. We held Catherine Albrecht of Caspian on, talking about the RFID chips, where they, again, double tax you to drive through tolls if you don't have it. They want to put it in all the products. She's got a video out on this, and she wants to tell you about it, and I've seen it. It's excellent. Catherine, how do folks get that?
You can go to our website. It's spychips.com, and you'll see it right there in the upper left-hand corner, along with a whole bunch of other information about RFID. It's a great way to help open people's eyes. It's funny, I've given this video to several people who say, you know, I sat down to watch it. My wife came in the room and said, well, you know, what are you watching? And after about 5 minutes, she sat down riveted. Watch the whole rest of the movie. It's about an hour long. It's simply me presenting information about RFID with visuals and images. You can get that on our website at spychips.com, or you can call the folks at End Time Ministries who actually produced the video, and you can reach them at 1-800-END-TIME, E-N-D-T-I-M-E, and simply ask for the Catherine Albrecht video. I believe they're selling there for $20. And I also wanted to say thank you to Mike and Derek, both of whom, after listening to me on your show, Alex, wrote letters to Gillette, to Dick Cantwell, the head of their RFID program, to say they don't want RFID tags in there. Once we have 1,000 letters, we are going to bind them up and send them directly to Mr. Cantwell and to the members of potentially the board of directors for that company and let them know how people feel. And you can find that at boycottgillette.com. Everyone who's upset about this and is looking for a way to get involved, that's a quick, easy, short thing you can do. Even if you just hit send and write, no spy chips in my products, please, that's plenty. And we would love to have actually many thousands of letters going
okay.
to Gillette.
All right.
Thank you, Alex.
Take care, Catherine. Good to have you on with us.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You bet. Now, the next guest here, and we're honored to have him. Look, 2 weeks before it was in the Daily Texan, a month before it was in the Wall Street Journal. I'm not tooting our horn. People have trouble believing this. I got word, went down and talked to people at UT, and it was confirmed. It wasn't two. It wasn't five. It was dozens of young men and women marching around in suits, threatening people, trying to tell people not to have peace demonstrations, going to the law school, threatening the dean, demanding videotape seminars. It all started when military came and was proselytizing and brainwashing there at the university, and people stood up against them, so then they brought out all their thugs. I've been to symposiums, the last one called the Five-Part New World Order series. They had former CIA directors and generals and all these people there talking about how wonderful the National ID card was and how we're in World War IV and how we've got to have a new world order. It was called New World Order. And I had people in short haircuts and suits bumping into me and saying, you can't film. And everybody else is filming and threatening me and following me out in the parking lot. And I go, you're military intelligence, aren't you? Shut up, Jones. I mean, we even have video of this. We've heard it locally on television. And then it came out in the Wall Street Journal and the rest of it. And that kind of feeds into what our next guest is here about. Police squads under federal control, secret federal squads, the Hercules teams under federal control in New York. And this gentleman is uniquely qualified to talk about this, Christopher Pyle, former U.S. Army intelligence agent who blew the whistle on the secret program in nationally televised Senate hearings on the Vietnam-era activities. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
I appreciate you holding through that diatribe. Tell us a little bit about yourself and then your knowledge of this and now how widespread this new wave of East German activity has gotten.
Well, my background is ancient history, really. I was in U.S. Army intelligence. I was a captain. I taught at the U.S. Army Intelligence School. I taught law to counterintelligence agents. And while there, learned of the Army's domestic surveillance of civilian politics. I disclosed the existence of that surveillance, and I investigated. I recruited 125 counterintelligence agents to tell what they knew about the surveillance to members of Congress, the courts, and the press in 1970-1971, and worked for Senator Ervin, Subcommittee on Constitutional Rights, and later Senator Church's Select Committee on Intelligence, and we managed to persuade the Army to discontinue that surveillance and to abolish the U.S. Army Intelligence Command, and to destroy all the files. And I monitored the destruction of the files and was confident that the files from that era were destroyed.
Well, let me just say, sir, you're a true patriot.
Well, thank you. But the bottom line is this, that that entire system is back and much, much larger. So whatever we accomplished in the era of Watergate is now ancient history. We are faced with a set of problems that are much worse.
So it's like that comic book bad guy who you can defeat him, but he just comes back stronger.
Price of liberty is eternal vigilance, as you know.
Now, you just heard my story, and I have video of it. It's also been in national news. Is that freedom where you go to the LBJ Presidential Library and sit there, and then troops selectively come over and start bumping into you and shoving you and pushing you?
Well, that's never happened to me. I was on Nixon's enemies list, but and I don't know much of Army intelligence people ever doing that in the 1970s. And
did you hear about UT with the men going around harassing people?
Well, I heard the story that a couple of Army agents had gone to UT to ask about the organizers of a conference on sex and Islam. And they were agents of the U.S. Army Intelligence and Security Command. And they had gone because a couple of, apparently, Army lawyers had attended the conference and had been accosted by somebody they thought suspicious. And so they had told their commanders, and their commanders had then sent interviewers over there.
Well, I
talked to the Army Intelligence and Security Command people about that, and they said it should not have happened, and they had sent out orders that it won't happen again.
Well, what I'm telling you,
a similar operation happened at Drake University. And there seems to be some pressure on the Army Intelligence and Security Command, including some proposed legislation in Congress, that would bring back the kind of massive surveillance of the 1970s. In the 1970s, there were about 1,500 Army Intelligence agents, plainclothes agents, working out of some 300 offices coast to coast, monitoring every demonstration of 20 people or more. That's the system we stopped, and there are many people in the military who do not want to return to that. There's also a great deal of pressure on them to do it, and much of this pressure is coming from the U.S. Army Northern Command.
General Eberhard.
Yeah.
By the way, let me just stop you, sir. You're on the radio right now in Colorado Springs on a local AM station, so you can say hi to Mr. Eberhard and his little squad there. And I just wanted to add that he was in the L.A. Times saying, the Army doesn't watch you, but the Pentagon does. And I wanted to go back to the UT thing and tell you, we have video of this. This, what you saw in the Wall Street Journal, is only the tip of the iceberg. What I'm telling you is they're swarming all over Austin, driving around in black sedans, harassing people, going to peace demonstrations, you name it. And it's very overt. And
why would someone own a black sedan in a place as warm as Austin?
I'm telling you.
That doesn't suggest a great deal of intelligence to me.
You'd think intelligence guys would be driving something nondescript, but no, they're very obvious.
Well, are you sure you know which agency they're part of?
Because
there are multiple agencies that are involved in this.
No, we found out that it was, quote, a group from Army Intelligence.
And I actually
had police run the tags on some of the cars. So.
Okay.
Or I know police that did run tags, put it to you that way.
All right. Well, that would be interesting to know, and I'd like to see that in print and get that out.
I'll tell you what, Kevin Smith is listening to this show. Kevin, if you're listening today, which you usually are, you're the one that got the video. Can you call in? I just want you to tell this guy about it and perhaps give him your address. You can mail him that, Kevin. But, they really had, what was it, a 4 or 5-part series. I went to 3 of them, and they had former directors of the CIA, former NSA chiefs. All these people were coming, and then there's these, we've got this general, what's his name? He's over UT now in the Homeland Security Department. What is his name? He's a former 3-star general, General Magus.
I don't know him.
Yeah, and he's there, and these guys are always around him.
Well, when you say that you went to a conference and there were former CIA people and others there, you may have been encountering a number of security people on detail. That's something different from the surveillance of civilian politics that I encountered in the 1960s and 70s, and that I'm concerned is reviving in response to the so-called war on terrorism.
Well, I'll stop running over you, but let me just add this. My cousin's always been overseas special forces. Now they took Bergstrom, made it an airport for the general public, but left a third of it for the military, and he's there merging the Texas Guard with the National Guard, with the regular Army, and he admitted that every night they're out in helicopters, quote, assisting the police in law enforcement, surveilling, and they admit that out of Fort Bliss, Texas in 96, they amended Posse Comitatus, and, quote, for assistance they can do that. Were you aware of those developments?
Well, that issue came up when the snipers were killing people in the Washington, D.C. area, and they wanted to use an FBI plane to see if they could pick up a white van on the streets of D.C. And there was a serious question which the Army attorneys addressed as to whether this was within the limits of Posse Comitatus. The opinion within the Pentagon was significantly split on that question. I thought it was okay, so long as it didn't make a habit of it. But what you seem to be describing is something that is becoming more habitual. And if that's the case, then I think it is a clear violation of Posse Comitatus.
Yeah,
in the FBI plane case, that was a loaned aircraft flown by military personnel, but all the surveillance work was done by the Bureau. So that wasn't, arguably was not a breach of the line between civil and military roles in law enforcement.
Okay, we're honored to have Christopher Pye along with us. When we get back, sir, I'm going to, you know, kind of shut up here for a minute and let you get into what you know they're doing right now and why you think it's a bad idea as a former U.S. Army intelligence veteran, a captain.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
All right, my friends, the We're talking about police intelligence squads with Christopher Pyle, a former U.S. Army intelligence agent who blew the whistle and brought forward over 100 other Army intelligence officers to expose this with the Church Committee, which did so much good, which we had that today. I would just add this, get his take on it, and then let him get into to details. In my film, Road to Tyranny, I have a Marine Corps officer now, business owner here in town. He showed me the photos, all of it. In 1989, in the Marine Corps, regular Marine Corps officer, he was assigned to the local police department with the BATF to raid gunshot dealers' homes. And that's how long this has been going on covertly. And I don't know if Mr. Pyle was aware of stuff like that going on quietly behind the scenes for decades.
No, I'm not aware of any Marine units being assigned to ATF to raid civilian homes, and that's what the Posse Comitatus deals with. But the Marines would have jurisdiction to raid the homes of military personnel in connection with ATF.
No, and these were not military personnel, but that's just the kind of stuff we've got, you know, the kind of information. And I've actually had I had the former JAG officer over this stuff on a few years ago, and he said that basically since 96, Posse Comitatus has been gone.
Well, Posse Comitatus has so many holes in it you could drive a convoy through. And we really need to think about that. I think of Posse Comitatus as a kind of form of constitutional law. I wish the framers had put that into the Constitution, because that's a basic founding principle, that the military should not be involved in civilian law enforcement. And one concern I have with the Northern Command is that they had ads circulating about a year ago looking for analysts, intelligence analysts, who would provide what they call actionable intelligence that would help the Northern Command not simply deal with the terrorist incident after it had occurred, but would help the command prevent one from happening. Now, when you do that as a military unit, what you're doing is essentially preparing roundup lists of people who will be detained in advance of a terrorist incident. And I don't think the Northern Command has any jurisdiction whatever to be compiling watch lists or roundup lists on people. Their job is to support civilian first responders when dealing with the effects of a terrorist attack.
Well, sir, that's new to me. Now, we just caught them last month with the Northern Command ad looking for people to carry out psychological operations overseas and here and, quote, deception operations. These are ads, folks, that they're putting out. Now,
I don't understand why Northern Command would have an ad for psych ops overseas, because it has no jurisdiction overseas. It may have been another unit you were looking at.
No. We actually had an Associated Press reporter on. This was actually in the news. This is like 2 weeks ago. But
well,
you
the
just...
Northern Command is really exceeding its mission, isn't it?
Yes, they are. But what you just brought up was new. Roundup list. Now, that's, tell me about that.
Well, what I'm saying is that if you hire analysts to collect actionable intelligence to prevent attacks, then you've got to compile roundup lists.
So
Department Army Intelligence did that in the 1960s.
So Department of Pre-Crime.
It had something called the blacklist.
Blacklist, I'm sorry. But we're talking about pre-crime here.
That's right. Sounds like the movies, doesn't it?
So repeat what you said. You said blacklist. Go ahead.
Well, in the 1960s, Army Intelligence had a set of mug books of persons active in civil disorders. And that was effectively a roundup list, because it enabled them to identify people who might cause trouble at a demonstration. But when you're dealing with terrorism, you then want to round these people up before they strike. And that means you have to create a watch list. And it seemed to me that's what those advertisements for analysts were looking for, because you don't need analysts if you're doing the cleanup afterwards. People who can come in and do the cleanup. You don't need to know the names of anybody, just as 1960s Army Intelligence didn't need to know the names of anybody involved in a riot, because its job was simply to clear the streets and enforce a curfew and then let civilian police take over from there. So I'm concerned that Northern Command may be exceeding its jurisdiction. I don't have a lot of information on it, but these are indicators that concern me.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay right there. We got a long segment coming up. No more breaks for a while. Time to talk. We'll take a few calls. But, man, I tell you, get this guy on. It just brings up so many issues and news articles I've read and pieces of evidence we can probably share with each other. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
All right, my friends. Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. We're honored to have a gentleman, Christopher Pyle, former U.S. Army intelligence officer, agent who blew the whistle on the secret program and nationally televised Senate hearings on the Vietnam-era activities. And that was back in the 70s. They said, look, you're not going to have the CIA going around domestically. You're not going to have all the military doing this. This is wrong. And then now it's back. Bush doesn't even want Congress to have oversight. He wants to have an executive order to make the CIA this new super domestic agency. It's all been codified. But some points you brought up, sir. You talked about these blacklists and these dossiers. That meshes in with the CAPS II and the no-fly list and all these senators and congressmen and peace activists and conservative activists, people with no criminal records. Now they're saying hundreds of thousands on this list. You can't get off the list. It's very hard to get off of it. And then you show back up on it. We have that going on preemptively. And then the wrong people's names accidentally do show up on it. And then we also have protesters. I have hundreds of photos all over the country with the military out with telephoto lenses taking photos of people. Can you comment on all of this?
Well, I don't think the photographs really helped the military or anybody else very much. My greater concern is with computer capabilities and internet communications. Even if September 11th had not happened, we are developing the capacity for essentially the kind of police state that not even the Gestapo or the KGB could have imagined. And it can be run by people with the very best of intentions. Because today, what used to take an FBI agent or an Army agent weeks of door knocking to collect can be collected remotely by computer in a nanosecond. This information on the personal political activities or financial activities of people goes into a number of computers. It gets shared with other agencies. It goes down what is the equivalent of the Great Alaska Pipeline, fiber optic pipeline, from one computer to another. And it's not just the 15 federal agencies or the 2,000 state agencies that are collecting and sharing this information. We now collect and share it with scores of foreign intelligence and law enforcement agencies. And if a piece of garbage about you or me gets into this pipeline, it's going to settle down into scores of data banks, computer data banks. You and I can never get that information removed. It's not like a bad credit report, because we have the Fair Credit Reporting Act that protects us from that.
So where
we can't see this stuff, we can't get it corrected, and even if a few agencies correct it, that information is going to arise out of other agencies.
Let me give you an example, and you're absolutely right. And of course, the state level of the NSA doing this is called the Matrix System, and everything goes into this. But say I have a last name Jones. It's pretty common. There's always some other Alex Jones with some bad credit thing. And every time I go buy something on credit, I have to get letters from whoever it is saying, no, this isn't, he isn't the guy, but still my credit score doesn't change. That's an example of mistakes right there.
Another example of that is Senator Edward Kennedy, who was stopped and on several occasions at airports and held up from getting onto the airplane, which he's flown for 42 years between Massachusetts and Washington.
There's another congressman now, too.
Because Edward Kennedy was on a watch list. And even though you could recognize Ted Kennedy in a flash and you knew exactly who he was, the bureaucrats who ran the screening system at the airport didn't want to let him on because they were afraid they'd get into trouble letting an Edward Kennedy get on their airplane.
Well, I forget the name, but last week another congressman complained for 2 months every time he has trouble flying. What's that congressman's name? So if it's happening to two members of the Congress, this must be happening to a lot of people.
Well, if it isn't, it will. And that's a serious problem. And in the enthusiasm to share intelligence, nobody is paying attention to keeping the garbage out of the system. My old boss, Senator Sam Ervin, used to speak of the Geico principle. Garbage in, garbage out. And computers are built on the garbage principle. They will collect a lot of garbage. Imagine this, though. Let's assume that the intelligence agencies were accurate 99% of the time. And we had 1,000 terrorists in the United States. Intelligence agencies would pick up 990 of those guys. That would be pretty good. We'd say, wow, they've done a good job. But you've got to complete the math. If they have a 1% error rate, then they are improperly, inaccurately...
3 million people.
Yes, you got it.
290 million people, folks, so 2.9.
That's serious, is it not? That's deadly serious. And this could have happened without 9/11. We are being Googled
in a variety of
ways.
Exactly. That's the thing about this, that even if we have little angels in the government, they're still going to make mistakes, and then now they're getting more and more information. And instead of specifically targeting the heads of the networks, they're going to throw up this protective screen and basically make us all live in glass houses and be slaves, and it doesn't even protect us. But I mean, you're being nice about this, and most military people I've talked to who are in this are horrified, they're freaked out, they're intelligent, they're informed, they know they're compartmentalized. I mean, current people, folks, you know, showing up with manila envelopes on a weekly basis now. But with all of this going on, with all of this happening, we have Section 802 of the Patriot Act that changes the definition of domestic terrorism to any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. And in every article we cover here on Homeland Security, folks, literally every day I read them, I read one earlier, it says we're going to fight terrorism and crime, the cameras for terrorism and crime. So now they're saying they're going to use these databases even for suspicion of petty crimes, and there's no warrants, no Fourth Amendment involved, and it's for the most petty stuff. Your comments on that?
I couldn't agree with you more. By tearing down the walls of separation that were created in the 1970s, we have essentially destroyed the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. That's the amendment that protects us against unreasonable searches and seizures. We should have a requiem mass for the Fourth Amendment because it is dead. And it is the greatest protection we have, other than the habeas statute, against arbitrary government. And in the enthusiasm to fight terrorism, we're breaking that down. But the enthusiasm to fight foreign terrorism is one thing. To merge it with the idea of domestic terrorism,
and
then to merge domestic terrorists with protesters at political party conventions, are breathtaking leaps that create the kind of dragnet surveillance that we had in the 1960s and 70s, and that so embarrassed the FBI and military intelligence and several other agencies.
But, I mean, the FBI and CIA, we know there's good guys in both these organizations and defense intelligence and the rest of it. I mean, I've heard that they're telling their bosses, why do you have me following peace activists around? Why do you have me out here using the Patriot Act on a pot dealer? If you want me to stop terrorists, stop having me run out and fight a billion fires that don't have anything to do with real threats.
Yes, and this, as an intelligence officer, I find extremely serious. After 9/11, the first thing that John Ashcroft, our Attorney General, did was to order the FBI to conduct about 5,000 interviews with people of the Muslim faith. This was an extraordinary waste of limited investigative resources. It also had the effect of inhibiting members of that faith to come forward with whatever information they might have, because they didn't know whether somebody they know would lose their visa status in the United States, or the government would come down hard on them, as governments do in other countries. It was a very frightening thing to be approached by FBI agents and ask questions, are you loyal, do you know terrorists, and so forth. It was a waste of time, it didn't produce a bit of usable intelligence, and it inhibited the very people that intelligence agencies need the most, walk-in informants.
Well, sir,
in a free society, you have the greatest of security because the public is willing to assist and to help. In an unfree society, in an investigative society, in a surveillance society, people draw within themselves. They don't help the authorities, and the authorities have a much harder time going after legitimate targets.
Sir, let me get your response to Bush. He said last night he's going to give Congress till today to review, though they have no authority, his new executive order to expand the CIA domestically and set these offices up and do all of this. Your response to this new intelligence nightmare that, according to congressmen I've had on this show in the last month, no one in intelligence likes. I mean, I've been told this. No one they've talked to, no one at the mid and low levels is for this.
For what?
For this new super domestic intelligence czar domestically.
Well, I don't know of that Bush has got a full developed program for a domestic intelligence czar. I know there have been a variety of proposals for czars or their equivalents, for a national intelligence director. There's been talk of of Mueller setting up a unit within the FBI. I think he's trying to do that, that would handle domestic intelligence. The Director of National Intelligence proposed by the 9/11 Commission is one that deals with international terrorism and intelligence primarily. But these things are so complicated, they require calm, rational thought. They do not require diktats from presidents or diktats from majorities of congressional committees. They require a lot of coordinated effort. The legislative process is slow, and we're building for the long term. We should take the time to go over these many proposals and work them out and to build coalitions so that they're politically feasible.
But certainly it's a bad idea to have Congress being taken away from the oversight of this. And I would tell you, I have a stack of mainstream articles, sir, where they plan to put CIA offices and liaison officers in every police department.
Well, I haven't heard of any. The CIA doesn't have that many personnel to be doing that. But the Joint Terrorism Task Force has essentially served that function. And they're mainly FBI and local police. I would doubt that the CIA will do it, and I would doubt that the CIA would allow Congress or the President to spread their resources that thin.
Well, they're proposing.
And in the end, I don't think that will work out.
Let's take a few, sir. We got to take a few calls, and this has been riveting. I got to get you back, but stay right there. Let's. Charlotte called earlier, and I put her on hold because I figured this call would be better for when you were on, and this is kind of a side issue. More and more, the military's doing urban warfare drills and things in areas, dangerous things, and I don't know, it's part of an acclimation, according to RAND Corporation documents I've seen. But Charlotte, in Virginia, tell our Army, our retired Army intelligence officer what's been happening in your area just real fast.
Okay. Last night, there was a jet that flew over our house that was extremely low, and this happened around midnight. And this morning I called the FAA in Charleston, West Virginia.
And you said it was so low it knocked tops of the trees off.
No, I said it could have.
I thought you said it clipped the trees.
It could have. If there was, you know, any of these trees that in its way, it could have. Yeah, it was that low. There's also a cell tower right behind my house.
So you called them and what did they say?
Okay, I asked, you know, if they knew what was going on, and Mr. Lagan said, quote, there were MOAs, military operational activity, also known as military maneuvers in this area. And then he went on to say there were things that were going to start happening. Unfortunately, he could not discuss these things.
Okay, Brooke, thanks for the call. I mean, not Brooke, Charlotte. Brooke's up next. And then I want to get a quick comment here from our guest. That's probably separate from your area of knowledge, correct, sir?
Yes, but it's my understanding that military aircraft are supposed to stay above 600 feet, and that's much higher than most trees. Military units around the country train and practice. I have them over my house all the time. They're C-5As. We've got some F-14s. They're generally up at 1,000 or higher feet, but they're practicing all the time for a variety of purposes.
Did you hear about the case in South Texas where a B-2 bomber dropped a 2,000-pound bomb on somebody's house?
No, but things like that can happen in any large military organization. Anybody who's served in the armed forces knows that if something wrong can happen, it will happen eventually.
Absolutely, but Charlotte, I wouldn't worry. I think they're just out on maneuvers, but they shouldn't be flying that low. They like
the
hot
illegal,
dog.
And they did lose their license to fly within the military if they were identified.
Brooke in Rhode Island, go ahead. You're on the air with our guest. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. It's hard to keep up with all this stuff, but I was wondering if you heard George Norrie on Wednesday night.
No.
He had a man named William Strauss on. And William Strauss claimed to be a prophet.
I don't get into stuff like that. I stick with the facts.
Well, you might be interested in this because it's kind of related to what you're speaking about.
Mm.
First of all, William Strauss is a Harvard University professor. And then William Strauss claimed he lived in Washington, D.C. And then William Strauss was claiming certain things about cycles being scripted. And I started really wondering about William Strauss, because William Strauss was predicting all kinds of bad things and things that you've been talking about and your guest is talking about.
Yeah, but I talk about them from the intelligence reports and the guests and the congressmen and women we have on, and I don't go off people who say they're prophets. I'm sorry.
Well, Alex, what I'm trying to allude here is, could he be one of the controllers?
Listen, I appreciate your call, but we're almost out of time here. I really, sir, this broadcast only sticks to what we can prove, and that's bad enough. Any comments, sir?
Well, you might check on this person by running his name through Google, see what you come up with. You'll probably come up with several William Strausses. I know one. He's a very responsible person, doesn't make prophecies of this sort. But we're all in the business of making some prophecies based upon reasonable assessments.
Well, I would call those projections.
Yes, okay. Some are more prophetic than others.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want to get your projection for the next 365 days when we get back, Mr. Pyle. And if I'm cutting the caller short, it's because I went too long without going to you, and I want to get Kevin and Keith and a few others in on the other side with our guests. We've got to have back very intelligent, informed person. We appreciate his time and his patriotism to defend this country from enemies foreign and domestic. Don't forget, PrisonPlanet.tv has got my new video online for you.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There's a war on for your mind. Don't forget my new film, American Dictators, 90 minutes long, is posted on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. $0.15 a day. We're also offering, of course, a hard copy of it for $19.95 at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now for sale, or call toll-free to get it or any of the other films at 1-888-253-3139. Please take action. You're just in 60 seconds. What do you think we're going to see happen in the next year or two, sir?
My greatest concern, as I said before, is the gradual growth of computer surveillance. If President Eisenhower were alive today, he wouldn't be warning us just of the military intelligence, the military industrial complex. He'd be warning us of a kind of international, I don't think he'd use the word police state, but international surveillance capability. And it would be built around computers and quite independent of any particular concern like terrorism. And I think he'd be absolutely right. My old boss, Sam Irvin, would certainly be standing right beside him saying we've got to find ways to limit the retention and the communication of personal information about law-abiding citizens. We've not addressed that at all in our society. There's no political support for that.
Well, you're saying the same thing that Catherine Albrecht said in the last hour about RFID, everything being loaded into computers, even if you don't use them, folks. That's the point here, and it can be a new type of inquisition where you've done nothing, but oh, the computer says it. How do we get another church committee? How do we get Congress to move and start subpoenaing people and making a big deal out of this?
I wish I knew, Alex, because if I knew, I'd be doing it. Right now, we seem to be so riveted upon a few foreign terrorists, very few in the United States, that we can't begin to think about the downside.
Yeah, they're killing America to save America. It's a joke. Kevin in California, thanks for holding her on the air with our guest, Christopher Pyle.
Nice talking to you again, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, well, one good thing I had to say about the computer surveillance aspect, if you want, you could go look at ICANN.org. It's the Internet Association of Assigned Names and Numbers. They're just now switching over to a new system called the IPv6 system, which, as normal IP numbers go, it's 4 sets of 3 digits. Now we're going to 6 sets of 3 digits to where we can now basically put an IP address on every piece of sand, on every beach in the world, every person, everything, including all the RFID chips we're going to be putting in everything.
Well, very
bad. I think this is where the focus should be. I think that this is a politically neutral position to take. You don't have to allege that there are controllers, that the government is out to destroy your liberty. You don't have to allege any of it. You just got to say there's a technology here that needs to be brought under control. And the focus needs to be there. Now, it's not terribly exciting, but it's crucially important, and the public has to come to realize that the great benefits we get from computer technology carry with them long-term liabilities.
Double-edged sword. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Wonderful points. Keith in Georgia, last caller. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, very frightening show. I've been studying this for over 30 years. I know you're out of time. The point is the technology that you are utilizing to get the information out, they are utilizing to control us. They know you're getting the word out. They are moving very quickly now. The last decade, the speed of the takeover is exponential. People in the know that I know with money are getting out of the country now. Let me leave you with that, buddy.
Wow, call me back on Monday when I'm in New York. Mr. Pyle, thank you for coming on. Is there any websites you want to plug or any materials?
No, sir.
Well,
thank you for having me.
Thank you. One good thing we got going for us, Mr. Pyle, is there's a lot of good people in the government, isn't there?
Yes, and in our society. And they need to start thinking about these matters very seriously.
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend. God bless.
You too.
We'll see you in New York, back from 9 to midnight. The Burke.